That was the Eagles and Busy Being Fabulous from the new album Long Road Out of Eden. I'm talking here with Don Henley. Releasing the album, you know, making the album, releasing the album, in a way, it's a new way for you, isn't it? I mean, you've got much more control over what you do now. There's not a big label to have to worry about.
Well, actually, we've always had control over what we do. They've never really dictated to us anything on the artistic side, but we do have control over distribution and control over the artwork, although we've had control over the artwork for quite some time as well. So we have, you know, the recording is released on our own label, you know, for our own company, Eagles Recording Company 2. And, we have some say about the marketing and the business, as you know, has changed drastically. I mean, people are looking for new ways to get their music out there to the fans and to potential fans. And people are trying everything now. It's like the Wild West all over again. There are no rules. Everything's out the window. The record industry is in a pretty bad state because of internet piracy and some other economic reasons. So we wanted to try something different. And we did that. But, you know, some people are, the internet is a wonderful thing, but it's not, if you're not well known, it's difficult to use the internet to get your product out there because people can't find you. You still need distribution. And, some people are trying, going with the indie labels, which aren't really that independent because most of them are distributed by the major labels. Some people are marketing their recordings through big coffee companies with varying degrees of success. That hasn't quite panned out like some people thought it would, I think. And so we tried to do something different.
I mean, it's under $12 at Walmart in America, which is very good value for 20 songs.
For 20 songs. It's a double CD, double disc, and it's $11.88, which I think is a very good value.
You care very much about the environment, and there are the problems with the globalization, big corporations. But Walmart's a big corporation. Is that something you found a struggle to find, you know, to sit at ease with that one?
Well, some people see that as a conflict of interest. I don't. Walmart has been a controversial company for quite some time. They're a very big target, and people sort of tend to single them out when in fact most of corporate America and corporations in Europe as well don't have a very good track record when it comes to the environment or when it comes to labor practices. So Walmart is certainly not alone in that. But we were impressed by Walmart's new initiative to become a more environmentally responsible company, to be greener. They have quite an extensive program that they are implementing now to cut back drastically on the packaging. They want to cut their packaging by 25% by the year 2008. They're building what they call green stores all over America, stores that use much less electricity and reducing their carbon footprint. Walmart has a lot of clout. Walmart is the 1,000-pound gorilla, and they can persuade other companies all over the world to follow in their footsteps. I'm not so naive as to think that they're going to change their policies because of what the Eagles think. They're going to do it because it's going to increase their net profit. You know, I don't care why they're doing it, as long as they're doing it. And, you know, they're always going to be critics. You know, you can always sit across the road and throw stones. But I think it's better to be on the inside. I think change comes from the inside and not necessarily from critics on the outside throwing stones.
Going back to the celebrity culture that we live in that you were talking about earlier on, one wonders whether it came about from a thirst from the public or whether it's sort of been created. And it's almost as if we keep them thinking about fluffy things that don't really matter, they won't be sitting down thinking about the important stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's a chicken and the egg problem, isn't it? I don't know which came first. I mean, these magazines and media that serve up this kind of garbage say, well, we're just meeting a demand from the public. You know, the public has a thirst for this sort of thing. And perhaps they do. I don't know. I personally blame Rupert Murdoch. I think he started all this, the world of journalism rolling down the hill into the tabloid gutter. You turn on the television these days and you read a newspaper and you have the everything from the sublime to the ridiculous. You have all the tragedy and strife that's going on around the world. And then you have the entertainment news right next to that. And they're given equal weight. It's like one is just as important as the other. This thing that we call reality TV is a joke. It's not reality. It's all staged, and there's a camera there. So I don't know. I've been grinding my axe about the media for a long time now, but it doesn't seem to be getting much better. And I suppose the public can certainly shoulder a part of the blame for having those appetites.
And hence the song, The Frail Grasp on the Big Picture, really.
Well, yeah, that song could have been 20 minutes long. There were so many things. We cover three subjects in that song. The first one is politics. And everybody's an expert now. The internet has, you have all these bloggers and all these amateurs who think they're reporters, and everybody's has an opinion, so the first verse is about politics and how everyone, thinks that he's an expert. Second verse is about, personal relationships. And the third verse is about religion. All touchy subjects, all subjects that you don't want to talk about with your family around the dinner table. Everyone stays mum. But it was that's a fun song. I like that song. It's very it's almost jazzy, sort of a jazz fusion type thing. And there's some humor in it, I think. I think it's parts of it are very funny.
who we know is American. He reigns from on high, he speaks to us through middlemen, and he shepherds his flock. We sing out and we praise his name. He supports us in war, he presides over football games, and the right will prevail. All our troubles shall be resolved. We hold faith above all, unless there's money or sex involved.